Hi, Davis. You there?
Yes.
There you are.
Just got to the spot.
All right.
Just waiting for Elise, huh? Who isn't here? Where is Esther? Anybody see Esther? Me and who else is this?
Rachel came in.
Rachel. So she's here, but she's not. All right, well, let's get started. Great job, everybody, with your ratings. We're well on our way to establishing reliability on the entire sample. We're almost halfway, so this coming week's ratings will be our last. And so given that, we won't need to meet next week. Because why do we talk about ratings? See, we talk about ratings to improve, but if we're done by next week, there's no need to improve anymore. So whatever the ratings are what the ratings are. So I'm hoping that everybody, you know, does their best, but there's no need to improve after next week. The sample will be completely coded. So we won't need to meet next week. So 2 weeks from today, we're going to have a party at my house. I think I sent out all the information for that. So if you have any questions, just email me about that. There's plenty of parking. That shouldn't be a problem. And we'll just party all night long. How's that sound?
Great.
It's your style?
No.
I got a big backyard. You know, we got, I'm going to provide all the food and everything, so it'll be good. So, what I thought I would do in this last lab is to review ratings, how I represent them in the database. I sent that out to you earlier today, but I'll just review it. And then there was one team that struggled a little bit. And unfortunately, the two members of the team aren't here. So hard to work with that. Hopefully Rachel will come back. But let me read these. There, speak of the devil, there she is. So I was just saying that there was one team that struggled a little bit, and we'll review some of those. I thought it would be instructive for all of us to review, just so we stay in the mindset and we refine our rating skills. So let me just text Elise and see what's going on. Oh, jeez. I'll be a few minutes late. I'm struggling to connect my Wi-Fi in this cafe. Maybe she's in Paris. an internet cafe. All right, so let me share my screen. Okay. So anyway, if you look up there, you'll see that what I did was, and by the way, I really appreciate everybody, every single person did this. You made sure that you use the order that Elisa had placed your transcripts in. That's really important. I mean, it takes hours off of my time when everybody does that, because I don't have to mess around with the order of the IDs. I don't care if they're in chronological order, because you know that's easy to fix at the latter stages of the project. But as long as you and your fellow raider, your teammate, are using the same order, that's perfect. So everybody did that. Just keep doing that for next week. I appreciate that very much. So what I did was, the first column here is the ID number. And what I did was, I added at the end of the ID numbers the two coders involved. So for this first, well, actually, because Davis joined us, we have three coders for one of the teams. And so this is the team that had three coders this week. It's Davis, Dolores, and Justin. Okay, and so for the first 10, so Raider 1 is Davis, Raider 2 is Dolores, and Raider 3 is Justin. Okay, so if I scroll down here, you'll see the same things, right? Except it's only two raiders for everybody else. So the first set of initials is Raider 1, and the second set of initials is Raider 2. And Carolina and Karen, because they're special members of our team, they get three letters each. So you can just look through there, and that's how I did it. And then when we're going to analyze the data, I'll just remove the letters. Actually, I don't have to, but what I am going to do. So I calculated inter-rater, if you're interested, I calculated inter-rater reliability by checking the interclass correlations between Raider 1 and Raider 2. Doesn't matter who they are, but I calculated it's 0.97 so far. Really good. Happy with that. I'll take that. And then what I'll do is, for the actual calculations, the analyses, I will take the mean of Raider 1 and Raider 2. So I'll add Raider 1 and Raider 2 and divide by 2. Nothing magical here. And that'll give me the mean rating. And that mean rating is the rating that I'll use in the statistical analyses. So just for some of you who are interested in that. So that's how we'll do it. Now, there was one team that struggled a little bit you did, and so I thought we would take some time and just review the transcripts that involved the discrepancies. So
for my line on 28, that should have been a 4. I found 4 essential elements but gave it a 5 instead. So I think I realized that the scissors spoiled and just changed one column and not 2. So that's a discrepancy on the thing.
Okay, so you're saying it should be a 4.
Yeah, on line 28, it shouldn't have been a 5.
So that was just a typographical error?
Yeah, I had like my elements counted out, but then gave it a 5 and not a 4, even though I only found 4 elements. I don't know what happened in there.
Okay, so I'll change that in the database, because that's not a conceptual error, so.
So that was 10-23-091?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Griffin?
Yes.
How do we score a 5 for this code? I thought we only go up to 4. It's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, isn't that
right? Oh, that's right.
You can't do 5.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was just saying.
That's going out of bounds.
Yeah, that's why there was a discrepancy in all of them.
Yeah,
they should all be knocked 1.
You're going out of bounds.
So are all of them off by 1?
Yes. The first one should be a 1, the second one should be a 4, and then
but what about
5 should be a
4. Like, so not the zeros, just like the 2, 5. Like, or 3 should be a 2. A 5 should be a 4. 5 should be a 4.
So the 0 should be negative 1?
No, the 0 is right. Everything
okay,
else
wait,
is
hold on. Let me, because then that means that I should have scored the one that gave it a 5 and 3. Because I didn't think it met all essential elements. So as we go through, I will tell you the score that I gave.
And my 23 is wrong. I like I looked at it now, like when I did it, didn't see like the storyline, but it's in question.
Oh, I can't. Okay. Yeah.
No, wait. If there are errors in your understanding of the coding system, we can't change.
No, I know that.
It's a typographical error. I can change.
No, I know. I'm just saying that that was what happened with 23, but the typographical error is what she said.
So yours is not as Rachel. Yours
mine isn't. No, I just like
okay.
That's what I looked at.
Okay. So which ones are typographical errors?
Okay. I believe.
I'm trying to be ethical.
No, you're right. Let me pull up the one where it's revised, so I can just look at the wrong ones.
Hi, Elisa.
Wait, this it can reach a 5, can it not?
No, we early on in our coding. I shifted the whole coding system to make it 0 to 4 to make it easier.
Okay.
Apparently, it made things harder.
I kept trying to find the revised one, and every time I put the email, I just found the first one. I couldn't find the revised system.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not.
You have to use the revised one.
Okay, hold on.
Otherwise,
we
have problems
one.
Like this.
Do you know what they sent out? Because I can't find it.
Yeah, so it's the narrative must include at least 4 of the 5, and you get the highest score of a 4.
Okay. Yeah, because I can tell you which one I think doesn't reach a 4, but then I would agree with the other ones that I have. It's the only line is the one that I gave it a 5 on 61,
yeah.
That should be a 4, and then line 28 should be a 3.
Also, it says here that if you have 3 out of the 5, but with a clear emphasis on conveying the intended message of the narrative, then you also get the highest score.
Yeah, but I know one of them, the scissors spoiled the biting through the rope. So I gave it, instead of giving it 4, I gave it 3.
Like, what do you mean? Like
it's
the tool
the
or
rack
a scissor
literally
range?
Said, I use scissors.
Oh.
So it's like, okay, they didn't reach that last element. So it should be, it should be a 3. For line 28, and it should be a 4 for line 26. Everything else is agreed.
So line 28 should be.
Should be a 3. Yes, it should be.
All right, and there's another one?
And then line 26 should be a 4. And then that's my only discrepancies, I think.
So how is one off by 2?
Because it was off when I was using the coding system 1 to 5. It should have been a 4, but if it's only 0 to 4, it should really be a 3. Because it didn't reach that fourth essential element.
Why?
And it didn't reach the element of the rat chewing through the rope to rescue the
rat. So you made 2 mistakes in 1.
It was typographical and also coding-wise.
No. We're not changing the coding errors.
Well,
only changing the typographical errors.
It wasn't like a conceptual problem. It was the fact that it was from 0, in my head, 0 to 5.
Right.
And so it should have been a 4. But if it's going off of 0 to 4, it should really be a 3, because that last element wasn't reached. So that one should be a 3.
Okay, so 26 should be 4, 28 should be 3.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's, given that, it's still... cause it still means that 23 is off by 2.
Yeah, no, I looked back at that and like when I did it, didn't see the part, like I was like, there was no part where they're ever talking about the story. So it's like it's 0. But then in looking back on it, it was just like split up differently. Because I feel like all of these stories like talk about something else for the week, like for a different portion. Like, okay, so that's not it. And I when I didn't see that there was a portion where they're talking. It was set up differently.
Okay, so that takes care of 23. 26 means that you're still off by 1, the 2 of you,
it's
right?
It's 621091.
So can someone just read that story, one of you?
Yeah. It's a long one.
Before you start, everybody pull out your rating sheets and let's write this together. We're not going to change the answers, but I want us all to be thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Long ago, there were animals that were friends, and they were together at one place. But they had one king, and it was the lion. Their king was a good friend of the animals. So you also had other different small animals like rats. The rats were also friends with the lion. They lived together. Then one time, the eagle wanted to eat a rat. The rat ran, and it went into a cave. Then the rat was just resting with the lion. Then the rat ran on top of the lion. When the lion felt the rat running on its back, it turned around and grabbed the rat with its paws. The lion was also to eat the rat, also wanted to eat the rat. It felt sorry for it, and then started to play. The rat became his closest friend. When the lion left, the rat had to go back to its own kids. The lion went back to the other animals. Then the monkey had to hold onto his skin because he was afraid the lion was going to eat him and his kids. The lion was moving on the ground, just roaming. They built a trap and trapped the lion. The lion was started to cry. Then the rat came to the rescue, the lion from the trap, but the trap also got the rat. Then the rat started to cut through the rope to help the lion get through. Then the trap was cut and the lion was rescued from the trap. The rat took the ropes from the trap and brought it back to its children so that it can play. The end.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a mouthful.
And this is 621091?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I have a rating in my mind. I want to hear what other people think. What would you rate this story? Don't all hit me with ratings at once.
I missed the part where you said how the rat got rescued. Can you read that?
The lion got rescued?
I mean, lion got rescued.
Yeah. The lion then started to cry. Then the rat came to rescue the lion from the trap. But then the trap also got the rat. Then the rat started to cut through the rope to help the lion get through. And the trap was cut, and the lion was rescued from the trap. Then the rat took the trap and ropes.
I'm getting bored.
I'm thinking point two.
That's what I gave you. Rachel, do you see that?
Yeah, I was just thinking because of, I think it was like the weird part where it was like talking about the rat getting stuck too, and then the rat cutting the rope because it felt like that was like not the purpose of why the rat cut the rope.
Well, it does mention the rat cuts
the
rope.
No, I understand that.
And the lion gets free.
Yeah, I guess I was just thinking like that. It's like that's not why the rat cuts the rope. And like in that sense, like they're not understanding that. But I see what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
I was thinking too much about like their intent.
Right. Exactly.
It's not just, like, what's there.
Exactly. I hear what you're saying. There are so few of these caregivers who understand every little aspect
yeah.
of it. I think we give her the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
And she gets a 4, maybe our only 4 in this entire sample. You know,
yeah.
So we got that?
Yeah.
You understand that? Okay.
So the next one is, so you said 28 was what, 3?
Yeah, I said 28
was a 3. Okay, and Rachel gave it 4.
So let's talk about that one. 10-23-091.
Okay. Once upon a time, there were two animals in the bush. Then there was one animal which was the king of all animals in the farm, and it was called a lion. And then the other small animal was called a rat. Every animal was hanging or was eager to eat the rat because the rat was very small. One day, the rat met the eagle. Then the eagle wanted to eat the rat, so it saved itself by hiding in a cave. When it came out of the cave, it ran into the lion's hands. Then it told the lion, "Don't eat me, forgive me, just forgive me." It prayed so much to the lion. It prayed, "I have children. I have my children. Just leave me. I want to treat my children up. They're still young." Then Mr. Lion felt sorry for the rat, and it had to go so it can raise the children up. One time, the people were like the gentlemen and hunters. They came into the forest and they had to lay their traps. When the animal was moving in the bush, it was then trapped by the gentlemen, the hunters. On that day, the rat found Mr. Lion in the trap and it was trapped. And then Mr. Lion then prayed to the Lord, "Please help me, I helped you last time. You can also help me out." Since the trap was made of ropes, the rat had to cut the ropes. He took scissors and the rat had to run out. That's why the Mr. Lion and Mr. Rat, they are friends. So I think I thought it was spoiled because it took the action of scissors, which.
Right, there are no scissors in there.
Right.
See, I think in the same
that's,
way,
it has to be nine.
But then,
yeah, so what's in. So read that essential element.
The alliance, entrapment, and eventual rescue by the mouth through rope nine.
Through rope nine.
I think, again, in the way that I read this, like he took scissors was like the way they were saying, like he cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because like he wasn't saying like he used scissors, like he took scissors. In my head, like that was how he could say like cut. Like that's just like the way that he understood it. But like
I think what also threw me off was that I was going off the revised one, not the revised one, unrevised one. And I eventually realized it spoils it, but in the unrevised one it says that scissors is close enough to the intent, so they gave it a score. And like the notes or like the key points, so it was a little convoluted to me, which is why I had four elements but gave it a five when it should have been a four with the four elements, but it was really a three because of the scissors.
The scissors ruins
mm-hmm.
it for me.
Yeah.
I would give it a three
mm-hmm.
on that one. Is there a consensus on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But to clarify, we need all five essential elements in order to get a four.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We need at least four.
Yes.
Four. Or it also says if you include three out of the five, but has a clear emphasis on conveying the intended message, and still get.
See, like, because for this, like, I feel like he does get, like, the person is getting the message of the story pretty clearly.
Yeah, I
think. Isn't all of the elements there except for the fifth element of the rope nine? So there's four elements present.
Well, let's add them up. So Daniel, read.
There was no line releasing the mouth, right?
I thought the lion did.
He did,
because
he let him go back
yeah.
to the
center.
There was no aggression.
So a lion and a mouse interact each other. All right.
One.
A description of the lion's aggressive behavior towards the mouse.
Two.
The lion releasing the mouse.
Three.
A forest trap with the lion being trapped. Yes.
Four.
Lions entrapment and eventual rescue by the rope line. So you have four.
Okay, so
it would be four.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have to have all five elements to
nope.
be four.
Okay. You do not.
And would like that and the intent then cancel out the like spoiling with the scissors?
Well, the spoiling with the scissors means that they don't get that element, but they still get four.
Because I didn't know, like...
Right, they just missed getting a five,
yeah.
getting five, but there is no five.
Yeah.
Because none of these caregivers is going to do that.
Mm-hmm. But
so.
There would be, like, if you... But could you spoil in a way that, like, not just spoiling, like, one thing, but, like, misinterpreting, like, a bigger purpose that could lower a score? Does that make sense? Like...
I mean, maybe by one, but...
Okay.
But if you get all those elements, you
yeah.
pretty much know how the story, the narration
yeah.
is going.
When I compare these two stories we just read, like your story you read had it says the mouse cut the rope. And I feel like that's easier to get the element than using scissors, because
yeah.
I think it's too specific.
Well, you're introducing something that's completely
yes.
alien to the story.
Right, but cut could be with
13.
Cut
with 13.
Is like the same thing, but one's more specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the specificity of it is what's...
Yeah.
Difference.
Yeah, same thing with the pussy cat and mine.
Yes.
But we all know a lion is a form of a cat.
Wait, I both
yeah, I got story
two. And story 23 says pussy cat and not lion.
Yeah, no, it does. I was like, what's the theme with this going on? Why is everyone referring to a lion as a pussy cat? Because it happened in one of our stories too.
In 23.
Yeah.
It could be like a cultural thing. You're just kind of like teasing
the
lines.
I mean, this one, I thought I was reading the same story over because they both talked about the lion being the king and friends. I was like, am I reading that story?
All right, so we're good with that one?
Yeah.
And then we've got the last one is 315082.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel assigned a two, and Savannah assigned a three.
So let's hear that one, Savannah.
This one's very hard to read out loud, but I will.
It's hard to read out loud.
You'll see why it's very all over this.
Okay.
Once upon, there was a lion and an inaudible pad. The inaudible pad had its children, and there was also a monkey, and the monkey only had one kid, and it had it on its back. The wise, there was a goat, there was a cow. There was also an elephant, there were two, so there were two elephants in the bush. There was also an ostrich. The ostriches were also two. The animals were friends, so they used to live together. The giraffe, the zebra, they are also living together in the same home. So they were like under the tree. There were also stones. There are also stones in the bush. In that bush, there was also a frog. There are a very, very big stone. And it also had the smallest one, like four of them. And on the rocks, there are small ones, like there are three. Those stones, they are used, like used to insects, come out of those stones. That from those stones, they are used to come out of some insects, like the crickets. They are in line, so they are also going back to their stones since they used to live in there. Then after, there are also three stones still. That was one that was very big, and it was on top. One of the stone was a rat. The rat used to sit on that big stone. Then here there is a flower. The flower has all its leaves. It's a flower with all the petals. The flower, it grew up from like near a tree. So it was grown up and there was a tree and it was its neighbor. That's three. Now this is where it kind of starts getting closer to three.
Okay. Wake me up when it's over.
I needed to let you like see.
Don't really understand
how bad that was. Okay. Then there, bear with me because it's
still
gets
more.
Then that tree was cut and it fell. Then the rat came working on the tree, on the top of the tree since it was cut down. So the rat was trying to look for its food. There are also four trees where that tree was. Since that was cut, there remained four of them. There was one very old one, so it was the king of all of the four trees. There was also a tree and an eagle that used to live there. Under the tree there was a cave, and the cave and this rat used to enter that cave. And the eagle was chasing the rat, so the eagle wanted to eat the rat, and the rat had to hide in that cave. And the eagle wanted to catch the rat that was going in that cave, and then when these rats saw an eagle, it had to hide itself in the cave. Then it ran up into the bush. It ran into the bush. In the bush, where it ran, it found some more animals there, like the lion.
Yay!
Or some more insects what? There.
Essential element one, after 15 pages.
Then after it went to a hill, there we came across the forest, and in that forest was a very, very big animal, and this animal was called the lion. And the lion came across the rat and caught it. So this lion wanted to eat the rat.
Two!
This lion didn't eat the rat, it holds it in its hands. This lion wanted to eat the rat, but it forgave it. Then there was a rat in this bush, and it produced its children, and there were many. And it had eight children, and on top there was a lion. So the lion was looking on this rat as it was feeding its children. Which made me think that the lion had to have released the rat to get back to its kids.
Yeah.
So that's why I gave it a three. Mm-hmm. But the first two are very clear, and then the third element is not so clear.
Is that the end of the story?
Oh, that's finally, yes. The three lines that included our information, but yes, that's the end.
Now, you said none of the caregivers went past high school, right?
Right.
Literary creation.
What?
Just seems so good.
That seems good?
Yeah, that seems
good. Yeah.
Yeah, that was so good.
I love the description.
That was so good. That can be published, I think.
You're being sarcastic, right?
Sorry.
I'm so confused.
A lot of the caregivers didn't even complete high school. Some of them didn't complete elementary school. So, what do you think? What's the final rating?
I think I would say it's like survive. It's not explicitly stated, but I think.
I think releasing can also mean letting go.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
So it's like it's not like release, but it can kind of be like,
it's like
you know what I mean?
I just feel like the way that it said it, like
it
made it like it was a different, like
yeah.
It literally was like, and there was a rat in the bush and it produced children. But like that like is unrelated to like.
Yeah, you can't tell if it's like the rat in the story, if it's just a whole new rat with kids. Like it's really
because also the rat like immediately then have kids like. Is like, I don't know.
I think this story kind of felt like I was having
time.
A stroke while reading it. So I was like grasping at it, whatever we could get.
So can we agree on a two? What do you think, Rachel?
Like I can see both.
I just like when I read it, I totally didn't see the relationship between like the person like letting them go and like the kids like at all, because I just feel like the kid thing would have happened like so much later that like there's no way they would even think to like be like, and then they had kids.
I think the letting go, the releasing should count. I mean, I would probably give it a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I could see a 2.
But 2.5 is the most accurate answer.
Is, but we don't give half points.
Yeah, but you see what the.
I feel like I'm the same.
Yeah, right. It will come out to a 0.5. Yeah.
I think where the lion is supposed to be holding the rat in its hands, and then later on the rat's still living, it means it had to be released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's also the act of forgiveness that was there with the lion.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an interpretation to say it was released, but I think it's present. I would give it to
mm-hmm.
one as a 3.
Okay. Rachel, you go along with that?
I still think it's a 2. I see like what they're saying.
Okay.
I just like, would have never saw that.
Well, to Daniel's point, when I average these two ratings together, it's going to come out to a 2.5 anyway. That's why we do averages. So both of you are right, ultimately.
Sorry for the coding discrepancy.
Yeah, well, look, you have to revise. If you don't, I'll send it to you.
No, I found it in the...
It was on the
23. Yeah, the previous meal. I don't know why, but every time I looked back, I was like, I guess it was never sent, but then it was a lock in my head, but yes. You know what
okay. I'm saying. Okay, so yes, please use that.
Yes.
Because we won't be here next week to solve things. So whatever you guys assign to these stories for next week, that's what it is. It's not going to change. So be very careful in your ratings. Any other questions or comments? Now for you team leaders for the previous project, I have not received any posters yet. I'm happy to entertain and review drafts. So it doesn't have to be perfect, but send me something to review. I mean, we got plenty of time. I'm not terribly worried about that. We've got like almost 4 months, but this project is going to take some time as well. And Dolores, we're going to be working on that. Davis and I will be working on it. I do want people not to forget about the previous project, because that's still very much on my mind and it should be on everybody's minds. And just forward me something to review once you get it to a place where you think it's worth reviewing, and then I'll take a look at it, give you some feedback. I think somebody did that. Was it you, Justin? Or was it Charles? It was Charles. So Charles already asked me for some feedback. So please don't forget that. And I think we're pretty good with that. This is the project that's going to require some more work, but I don't think it's going to need to involve everybody unless Dolores wants to involve you. It's really up to her what she wants to do. If you want to assign tasks to people about compiling the poster, like a lit review, somebody does that, somebody does the results, somebody does the method section. You can assign tasks to people, okay? Because you're the first author.
Yeah, I know, but I can do it all on my own.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
But I'm very happy if anybody wants to at any end.
Okay. I mean, you and I will meet to do the data analysis.
Sure.
Which shouldn't take that long. And I will meet with Davis separately to do the data analysis for his poster. And then we'll circulate around for everybody to see, and if everybody has any comments or anything, then we'll try to incorporate that. But, August is still a ways away. How many are actually going here?
Going,
I know some of you applied for funding to go, because I had to sign off on that. So who's going? Just 2 people? 3?
Yeah, we're like waiting to still get the funding.
Okay, well, assuming the funding is good. And,
oh, yeah.
And so how many aren't going?
Assuming
I would go.
Huh?
I would go for funsies.
Then why not go?
I'll go. Sure.
I think
it just depends on my training schedule when we have to be back for cross country. But I'm sure I can go.
It's early August. I don't know. Does anybody have the dates?
August
8 to
10. 10.
Yeah.
8 through
10.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Sure.
Tickets go on sale like on 24th.
Yeah.
Okay. April 24th.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You mean the
for the
registration?
The registration?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not open yet.
Mm-hmm. Is it open?
It's the 24th of April.
It opens up,
yeah.
All right. Anybody not planning to go? You're not going? Okay. Anybody else? You guys are going?
I'm not sure yet.
We are not sure yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything that I can do to help you want to go, or is it financial? Is it, you don't have to say.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit.
I would like to go, but I'm just not super sure what I'm doing. Cause I just checked, it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. Well, I don't think the program has been published yet, right?
No.
Okay. As soon as the program gets published, you'll see what poster sessions you guys are going to be assigned to. And then you can decide, okay, if I can only go a day, you know, I want to go the day when this particular poster is. But I mean, because there are, what, five, six posters, you'll probably be spread out across the whole convention. So you could pick a day, and chances are there will be a poster that will be, you know, displayed from this lab, I'm guessing. So, anything I can do to convince you to know? Now, does everybody know that you can apply for funding? Did everybody know that? You want to share what that's like? Is it difficult? Is it easy?
No, it's pretty simple. You just have to kind of like in an Excel put all of your estimated costs, so like looking at your flights and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure they purchase flights for you and then they reimburse you. For
yes, I think that's how it works. It works. It's the same for faculty, actually. Mm-hmm.
You have to be an enrolled student next year, right, in order to do that?
I'm not sure about that either, because we submitted it for
not yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works.
Hopefully not.
Are you working with a specific person, or are you working?
It's a website. It's a website. It's like a. It's like
so
a
you're not working with a specific person.
It's called Conference Grant.
Yeah, it's just
an application.
The long Conference Grant application.
Is there an email address associated with the application?
Yeah.
That you could email somebody for if you have a question?
Yeah.
Actually, we emailed them to ask about that because we're seniors, so we asked if we would still be able to get funding. But we already submitted our application, but we haven't heard back yet.
I got the feedback.
Where they sent it?
Yeah, I got it.
No, but are you a senior or no?
No, I'm a junior.
Okay, so the question is whether someone who's graduating in May would be eligible for funding for August.
I'll reach out and ask too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it might be different for graduate students too versus undergrad. I don't know if it affects it.
Right, I don't know. Good question.
Yeah. Well, if I hear back out,
but look, if they're willing to give out money, you know, why not apply? Hell.
Yeah. Is Davis coming as well?
Yes, Davis is coming. Right, Davis? He's nodding, so he's coming.
Yes, I'm coming.
All right. This is going to be a wild time. Party all night. It's like the Olympic Village. Wild and crazy. All right, well, anything else that we need to discuss? You guys have a sense of the trajectory from now until August? All right, so, you know, team leaders will reach out to me to get feedback on their posters.
Dolores, not real soon, but at some point, maybe in May, just reach out to me and we'll schedule a time to crunch the numbers. And Davis, you can reach out to me sometime in May, and we'll schedule a time to meet online and do the data analysis. Okay?
That sounds great.
Okay. Anything else? Yes.
Is that
you want summer assignments?
No, I mean, like, well, next week they are our next camp. Last cycle.
This is it. This is all she wrote.
So we won't be meeting until we come back for the film.
So we'll meet again probably beginning of September, something like that.
Otherwise,
that's a good point. So, if you guys have an interest in joining me again next year for next year's lab, please email me sometime in early August.
You're right.
And I'll put you on the mailing list. And we'll. I haven't decided yet for sure what we're doing for the fall, but I have a couple of ideas. And, you know, I always have interesting stuff to involve the lab with. But how many are not seniors and would have an interest in continuing? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm. I have more credits next semester. Yes, but I would definitely reach out.
Okay. Alright, so that's great. And even if you graduated, if you still want to come back,
I'll be here on campus.
Hey, why not? I know that you guys who were with me last year, Nicole Martinez, remember her?
Yeah.
She was very interested in wanting to come back, but she moved. She couldn't really do it. But she was very interested in coming back, even though she had graduated. So I know that some folks are taking a gap year before grad school and want to beef up their strengthen their research portfolios and just get another year of research experience. Very welcome to do that. Everybody who's already been in my lab, obviously gets first dibs on getting into next year's lab. So you already have a foot in the door. This is my lab next year. I mean, I would take you over somebody I don't know. Because you've had the baptism by fire this year. I had no idea that the qualitative research was going to take so much of your time beyond the 6 hours a week, so I really appreciate that. But I more than made up for it in this project. This project didn't take that much of your time, but it was new, it was novel, we had to make some adjustments to the coding system, and you guys were very patient with that, so I appreciate that. So, any other comments for the good of the order?
One thing.
Yeah.
So, in the coding system, for the score of 4,
yeah.
you put this description, I think it's relevant. Can I read it?
Sure.
The narrator's interpretation captures the essence of the book's intended message or moral and is demonstrating a strong connection to the original story. The narrative must include 3 out of the 5 essential elements with a clear emphasis on conveying the intended message of the narrative. This message typically centers around themes of kindness, helping others, or illustrating the repercussions of one's actions. For instance, the narrative could encompass a lion's initial intent to consume the mouse, followed by the lion's decision to release the mouse, and finally, the mouse's assistance in rescuing the lion, all underscored by the theme of reciprocal kindness. So, and you said in a comment here, if you want to include the intended messages in scoring, I think we may consider adding an additional option for a score of 4, or we may remove this criteria. But this is the updated one, and it's clear that you didn't erase it yet. So you can score.
What kind of printer are you using?
It's the same one. So it's like you can score 3 out of 5 essential elements, but if it has a theme, then it's
still
scored 4.
intended message.
Yeah. So like for like the last one, right? I think that could have been scored before because it does have the.
I think I deleted this though. This last.
You didn't. So that's the newest version, and it wasn't deleted. So it's like it said yes or. So I thought you may have kept it.
I don't think I did, but I'll have to take a look at that. Let me make a note of that.
Whose judgment of intended message?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Is it the readers or the storytellers? Intended message is that. I feel like it's really hardly precise with saying that they knew what they were saying was reciprocity or something.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, it's if you see like the theme of reciprocal kindness or something, you can scroll for it. Yeah, free
I think the last one didn't show the rat being kind to the lion back. Because it was the last one didn't involve the rat the lion.
Yeah, didn't even say it was like fully like
it was like rat maybe being released or being a different rat.
But that was one thing that was on my mind.
You can
still get the like a good gist of story with only three elements. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So if the moral of the story is grasped even with only three elements, you want to give that a four?
Yeah, I thought that's what you're going for here. But it says you're going to remove it or add the next criteria. But you gave the next criteria of expanding it to a four instead of a 1-4. But you didn't remove this thing. So I thought this
0-4.
Yeah, so I thought this still counts for.
All right, let me take a look at it. And I'll get back to you guys.
Would it act like a bonus element though? Is that what we're trying to say this is?
Yeah, so it's make it easier to score a four. That's what it's
doing.
Yeah. Right? So let's say you have three, but you have the moral value score a four now, yeah.
Yeah, but then we can use the argument of like the rat using scissors with the same proper intent.
Yeah.
Because like that's reciprocity, but it's not the right details.
Yeah, but does it have three out of five
convoluted
elements?
Yeah.
I appreciate that game. I have to give that some thought. I'll get back to most likely tonight about that. Elisa, you'll send out the next batch, the final batch, today or tomorrow, or?
Likely tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds good. And then Elisa, you're going to get me a list of the ID numbers without a story.
Yeah, I've already been working on it. I think I'm pretty much finished with it, but I'll double check it tomorrow and send it to you when I send you everything.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Did you say that we're not meeting?
Yes, so we're not meeting. Yeah, there won't be a need because we won't need to review because review is only to improve for the next time. And there is not going to be a next time, so. But you are invited to the party in Atlanta, both of you, 2 weeks from today, 5:00 sharp. So I'll see everybody at the party in a couple of weeks. And I think it'll be fun. And you can see me in a different context.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. Thanks, you guys. We'll be in contact, both of you. All right. Bye bye.
Can I start to do, since I want to start to write about like the introduction and the other parts before we get analysis, right?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
And can I have a look at a data set or is it next?
No, the data set, it's not going to mean anything to you.
But I mean, like, what kind of variable is the theory of mind? Is it going to be categorical or enumerable?
The theory of mind, it's all discussed in the journal article that I sent you.
Yeah,
you
so
remember
it's
that?
Be numbers, right?
What?
It's gonna be numbers, right?
Yeah, everything's numbers.
Yeah, so it's numerical, right?
What?
It's numerical. It's a numerical.
Everything's numerical. Yeah, this is not a qualitative step.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I was like discussing that with her. Right. The way you described theory of mind to me was whether they opened the house and it's like, did it say it was a cow or would it be like the stuff they normally find in a
So that, so if it were just that item, it would be 0 or 1,
exactly.
Which is still numerical.
Right, right, right. But now you got the different type of data analysis.
I understand, but there are actually 5 items,
not just one item. Okay, I see.
So it's 5 yes or no items.
5 yes or no items.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Are they going to be added together?
Yes, they're, it's
yeah.
all done. Read the article.
Yeah, then it'll just be regular multiple, or I mean, just a regression. Because then they're thinking about distributed logistics. Okay, all right. Thanks so much. I'm gonna have some questions, but I'm interested right now. Okay, great. Thank you. All right, yeah. Also, another thing, you sure the population the storytelling ability is a normal distribution for the population, right?
I think it'll be fine.
I hope so.
That's important. That's important too. Okay. I was thinking
but
about
you know, I am saying you're coming at it from a statistical point of view, but when you're doing over cross-cultural overseas research, you know, journals are more relaxed about those criteria.
Because I was thinking about this, it was like, so in order for your population to be a normal one, your variable has to be somewhat randomly distributed, right? So that was like hard for me to like kind of conceptualize. So for example, like academic ability or like productivity, for example, like income, those aren't random concepts.
Like
they're always going to be skewed.
Right.
So I'll be thinking like, well, why are we trying to like fix up the coding system to make sure we get more distribution where the population is not even normal in the first place, you know what I mean? But, reading ability is but I don't know about
just
the
like,
storytelling thing.
We don't know.
Yeah, we would check assumptions if we're doing
because if it is normal, then it's easy. Even if it gets scared,
you just use a sample.
And then if it's not normal, I'm going to go come to you and say, let's do a simulation.
Yeah. The bootstrapping thing. It's a resampling. Yeah, so your population is normal, and you get unlucky, and your sampling, I mean, sample distribution is skewed.
I know how to do that. Exactly. I never learned that in grad school.
That was before my.
I think it should be fun.
Oh,
since QSS is my second major.
I guess you're also double majoring, right?
Well, yeah, I am double major, but not in QA.
Your major is QA.
Like, no. I mean, psychology double like stats, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So one last question. Does our meeting have to be like in person, or the analysis can be done online?
I mean, if you're going to be out of the country or something, we could do it online, but I prefer to do it in person.
Okay, got it.
I mean, with Davis, I have to do it online.
All right, yeah.
Just easier in person.
Got it. So, I'll reach out to you.
Okay.
Next week or the week after next week. Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, wait until May, okay?
All right.
I'm grading a ton of papers right now.
Cool.
Oh, you teach a class?
See you next week.
Yeah! What do you think? I'm a professor.
Oh,
that's what we do.
He thinks you're here for fun.
Yeah, I guess. This is all I do with my time. The entire week, I wait for this Wednesday evening.
Yeah, so one more thing. About the manuscript I'm working on, I started looking at the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have much time like in the beginning, but I'm just trying to like find time for it.
Yeah.
So. One problem
the scores,
that I found,
yeah,
was this. So this is a book that I'm reading about doing a time series analysis for social sciences.
Okay.
But one of the things I violated was the temporal interval of observation should be fixed and constant. Like that was violated when I did my analysis. So I have to go back and redo everything. So it's gonna take a bit of time.
Okay, I'm not in any hurry.
Yeah, but the problem is like, you know, this stuff is normally used for like economics data. So like, you know, looking at like stocks and like trends and stuff like that. That's fine, but for us, you know, we're working with a person, so the data's not always there. So I looked at the data, so there are times where, you know, the therapist needs to have vacation, so she's gone like the entire month of August. And stuff, so there's like gaps in the data. So I was thinking I'm trying to like fill that in with interpolation. But then we work.
No,
on the
no.
Data
we well.
30% missing data.
Maybe you could control for time. So create a variable that would represent not only the weeks when she is in therapy, but the weeks when she's not in therapy. Somehow create a variable ones and zeros. Ones are the weeks
when she's in therapy, zeros are weeks when she's not in therapy.
Yeah, but the time, so when I do the analysis, what I run, the time interval has to be same, so it has to be weekly. So every week that it misses, then, you know, that's like an X, you know? I have to fill that in with the missing data fixing technique, you know what I mean? Like interpolation or stuff like multiple imputations.
I use something called something expectation. Expectation, do you know what I'm talking about?
Expectation, no. I only know two techniques, imputation and interpolation, so. But I don't know about the expectation. If you have something about that, maybe let me know.
Yeah, let me just check real quick.
Yes. Because if I do follow the rules here, then if we're working with the data set with 30% missing data, that's what happens.
That's a shame.
Yeah. That really sucks.
Are you doing another study?
We're doing this. I'm doing the study that I worked with him last semester.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to go in depth with it.
What does that mean?
Expectation maximization.
Expectation.
You heard of that?
Replacing
missing data. Oh my gosh, there's something stats.
Do you want me to send this to you?
Sure.
I've used this in the past. And then there's a part two, and you can find that on your own, but let me. Sure.
I was wondering if it's okay for me to add you as a reference on my resume.
Sure.
If that's okay. I don't know if you remember, but I applied to two grad schools this cycle. I don't know if you remember that I told you, like, the guy, the director from Reno said he knew you.
The director from where?
At the University of Reno. He said...
Oh, yeah, Paul, yeah. Paul Kwan.
Yeah, Kwan.
He used to be my boss.
Yeah, he said that to me.
Yeah.
Because when he looked up, when he was going to remember some of me in the interview, he's like, wait, that Goodman? I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, I know him. And then that's when I emailed you. So I just wanted to see if it was okay for me to list you down. Like, fortunately, I was able to get into both of the schools I applied to.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So I wasn't expecting. I was going to take a gap year, but I was just like, let me just apply real quick.
So what are the degrees?
A clinical sci, doctorate.
PhD or sci-ing?
PhD.
Nice.
So
don't tell Charles, he'll be upset.
Why?
He's not doing so great.
Oh no!
With his acceptances.
No. He got acceptances. Yeah, he's a pick.
Oh, just not
now.
Where? Oh, so he's in a great position.
This is news to me. He told me he didn't get it anywhere.
Huh? Well, that was before, but I asked him today, and I was like, hey, how's it going? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah, I was also waitlisted for one of them, and then I guess it was like.
So what were the two programs?
Just like in Nevada, because I'm from Las Vegas, so UNLV and UNR. It's because I had planned to take a gap year, so I could apply to more next year, but I was just like, let me just apply real quick.
Well, UNLV is probably more prestigious than University of.
Yeah, I didn't really know much about Reno. I just applied there because it's in Nevada.
Paul Kwan is a very nice guy.
Oh yeah, he's super nice.
but as far as prestige, probably the UNLV is more prestigious.
It's a
well, congratulations.
School. Thank you. I'm super excited. I was not expecting it, but I'm excited.
Congrats. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Are you going to med school too?
No, I'm trying to do medical school.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going that
so
route.
So you're psychiatrist?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Cool.
Are you gonna take a gap year?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. So.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Because you're also a senior. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not doing it right now. I mean, you're studying, right?
Well, technically, because the process is so long,
weird, huh?
You would have to apply like last summer, so junior summer.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I'll be doing interviews now and you know,
right. Got it.
Stuff like that.
The
yeah.
cycle is so confusing for medical school. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so long.
It's okay, you got
it's
it
so
too.
So competitive. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, thank you for letting me add you on my resume. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congrats.
Thank you
so much. So if you're in, why do you need my reference?
Just to match you on there.
Okay, all right.
Just in case.
So you're going to be starting in the fall then?
Yes, I'll be starting in... September. They haven't sent me like all the details. I just accepted the offer, well, the 15th, so when was it like Monday? So
So you accepted the UNLV?
Yeah, I did. Accept the UNLV one.
Wow.
Even though for
what,
some reason,
what does UNLV stand for?
University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. It's an R1 research school.
It's like 20 minutes from where I live. So I'm like, it's probably
wow.
the best option
wow.
for me.
Well, so you live in California, Nevada?
Mm-hmm. No, Las
Nevada.
Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah, I live like right there.
She gambles every day.
I'm gonna be studying gambling, so yeah, if y'all have some problems.
Studying gambling.
No, we should have gambling and not a gambler's model.
I know, that's actually what the lab is about. It's about behavioral addictions, which is what we did
yeah.
here. Behavioral addictions. So.
Cool.
That's why it's really interesting.
What's Carolina doing, you know?
She's out here. Carolina, come here. Oh, she's in doing a meeting. I think she's taking a cafe.
Okay, all right.
But it's really exciting.
So there's such a thing as Gamblers Anonymous?
Absolutely.
Of course, there's everything anonymous. It's probably like
Shopaholic. That's a 12-step program?
It's called Debtors Anonymous.
Yeah.
Whoa. Huh?
That's a 12-step
yep.
program too?
Oh. Like it's 12 steps for
there's
the gambling.
Everything. We just skimmed the surface, my friend. There's a lot. All right, I sent you that.
Funny, right. Because in one of the grad school interviews, I was talking with this professor who does